From the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome from the Yellow Knives Den of First Nation, singer, songwriter, and performer, Leela Gilday. She has just released her fifth album, North Star Calling, and she'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm going to get it all started in 60 seconds.
Support for today's program comes from
the Native American Community Development Institute, located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, works at the intersection of arts and activism to help Native people realize the futures we envision. To learn more, visit them on the web at nacdi.org.
Join the people of action today. More than 23,000 Rotary members from 170 countries are expected to attend the service organization's 111th Annual International Convention in Honolulu, Hawaii, June 6th through June 11th, 2020. Register by December 15th to save. Visit Rotary.org for details.
The Minneapolis American Indian OIC is building a foundation for urban Indians to thrive in. Dakota Institute provides no-cost education, job training, and employment services. To learn more about American Indian OIC's work, visit them at the web at aioic.org.
The support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. And please click to donate.
All right, let's get the show started with something from Leela Gilday, brand new from her album, North Star Calling.
Hold you up, and you My sweet sister, you haunt me still. I see you all dressed in red. I wish I could turn back time and take back all those things.
That's brand new from Leela Gilday. She'll be showing up in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. So hang in there with us. All right, here we go. Todd Barrow, Rain or Shine. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
Me back. flies the sky like a bird or a bee. Music is everything I believe.
That was music from Osivia, and I love music. I'm Larry Kate. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. Did you know Indigenous in Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more on how you can donate a vehicle and how you can schedule for your free pickup, call us here at Indigenous in Music at 612-432-0057. Or complete the online donation at indigenousandmusic.com and click on Make a Donation. Music now from Ellen Sillaboy and the Thundermakers. Here's Powwow Fever.
Weha, 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 ya, weha, weha, ya, weha, ha, yo, we. Weha, 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 ya, weha, weha, ya, weha, ha, yo, we.
Woke up this morning with the sun shining in my eyes, looking at the heavens in a clear blue sky. Eagle fly high tells me something's going on. Soon as I'm ready, I'm gonna be gone. Driving down the road, I see the deep is coming in sight. The rhythm of the drumming and I'm feeling all right. We
Yeah, he can reach so high. Watch me rise, reach the sky. I am the light of
That's music from Anna Chanet. That's brand new, Sky Woman. All right, LA Kia. I'm Larry K. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. That's music from Naho and Medicine for the People, Lifeguard. Here's Miguel Miggs and Babel Gilberto. This one's called Zulu. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. Take a short break. When we return, my guest Lila Gilday will be stopping by, giving us an update on her new album North Star Calling. She'll be in the spotlight when we return.
Support for today's program comes from All My Relations Art Gallery, located in the Minneapolis American Indian Culture Corridor, has a history of producing high quality contemporary American Indian fine arts exhibits. To learn more, visit them on the web at allmyrelationsarts.com.
Make service to others your new resolution. Over 1 million Rotarians have been changing lives since 1905. Join the People of Action today and be the change you want to see this year. Visit Rotary.org to find a club near you.
Dakota Works, a division of American Indian OIC, offers employment services to prepare you for a career. With job training, resume building, internships, and supportive services, Dakota Works focuses on supporting the whole person. To learn more, visit dakota.org/works.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Thank you. Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from the Dena Nation. She is a singer, songwriter, and performer. She has just released her fifth album, North Star Calling. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Leela Gilday. Hi, Leela. How you doing?
Larry. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good down here in Sarasota, Florida. How are they treating you up there?
Just great. I'm looking at snow-capped mountains.
What?
I'm traveling away from my home for a couple weeks down here in Banff, Alberta.
Wow. Just as beautiful there, too, I bet.
It is. It's great.
Well, good to have you on the show. I've been playing your music for years, and I finally get to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's so great to talk to you in person.
Yeah, I'm happy. Well, hey, it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about you, and then we'll jump into the new album. Go right ahead, Leela.
Yeah, so I'm from Satu Gotine. My people are from the Dena Nation, from the Satu area of that's Great Bear Lake in the northern part of Canada, Northwest Territories. We call it Denende. And I'm a singer-songwriter, and I try to use some of my traditional music and themes, a little bit of language in my music that's kind of like a contemporary Indigenous roots songwriter sort of expression. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you when you started?
I started performing when I was 8 years old, and
wow.
I've been in, it's been a long time, and I've been full-time in music now for 20 years, just released my fifth record last month, so it's been quite a long and a beautiful journey.
And you've had success with your other albums, I'm sure, right? A lot of airplay and getting your name out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've won a few awards and recognition both in the mainstream and you know amongst my peers in our community. I think the best thing though is that I've been able to travel not only through Canada but all around the world sharing my music and sharing stories of the North, of the Dene. Things from my perspective, which I think as an Indigenous musician is really important. There's not too many of us in the mainstream.
Right.
I mean, there's lots of us around, but there's not that many of us out there. So the more that we can get out there and share our stories, the more we'll build awareness. And I really believe that Indigenous people have really key information and stories, especially at this critical time in history where we're at, with climate change and with our traditional beliefs and values about the earth and living in balance with the earth. These are really important things that people need to hear from all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Now, your album, you have featured guests with you. Who are they?
I sure do. Yes. I was so honored. I have several, just from, my long career in the
mm-hmm.
Indigenous music industry, I have some people that I consider friends. We've been friends for many years, who also happen to be incredible musicians. So
right on.
I invited a couple of them to join me on the record, on the first track off the record, Rolling Thunder, which was actually inspired by the protests that in North Dakota during the time of the
mm-hmm.
No Dapl protests. It's a song dedicated to the water protectors. I asked my friend Tanya Tagak, the Inuk throat singer, to come and share her voice on that track. And she did just a thunderous job. And also Raven Kanadakta, who's from the band Digging Roots, came and laid some pretty killer guitar on there. Yeah.
I like that.
And then I had Chris Dirksen, who's a really well-known Métis cellist and composer, come and lay down some cello tracks. And I had a bunch of people come in, like some really amazing singers. From Tamara Podemski to the people from Quantum Tangle and Amanda Rayom. Yeah, so all of these people came in and actually sang in this friend choir on my record. It was a really moving thing because for me this record has been the my best piece of work yet.
Wow.
And I think the most meaningful material that I put out, and so to have all of these friends who are such
mm-hmm.
amazing musicians come and support me in the studio, it was beautiful.
And you had fun while you were doing it, now that you don't hear that story often.
We sure did. We sure did.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sweet. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, any way you can dream of online. I have a website. Uh-huh. If you just type in my name into Google, Leela Gilday, spelled LeelaGilday. You'll see my website will come up, and there's lots of contact information there. But I'm also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and right. all of the many weird, wonderful ways that Sweet. we stay connected.
Yeah, let's become friends. That's what it's all about.
Yes, yes, totally.
Sure. Leela is featured in our current issue of the same magazine. You can visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and get yourself a free issue. I would like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Leela Gilday. She has just released her fifth album out, North Star Calling. You can find out all about Leela on her homepage and hear her music at leelagilday.com. Leela, thank you so much for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Masicho, Larry, it's an honor.
Yes, keep me posted. Any new developments, I'm here for you. I'll spread the word. You know it.
Sounds great.
Sweet. We're going to play you a track from her new album. Here is Hard Ground.
There is truth in believing. There is faith all around. And as fast as you're running, what is lost can be found.
Music from Leela Gilday, and that was music from her new album, North Star Calling, and that was Hard Ground. In case you're just tuning in, Leela was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Clouds through a purple sky. She's pale. Salvation Army boots to take a stand. Up Pritchard Avenue to the promised land, the main line. She's come farther than you know the lights. She's shining just as strong and bright. Giant headlights jumping off the page.
That's brand new from Eagle and Hawk. They're going to be in our spotlight next week. That's She's Come of Age. All right, Nicola Cruz. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. This is Saite. That's brand new from Once a Tree, and that is Whatever You Do, Kid. Hey, I want to make a mention, if you missed part of today's show, don't worry. You can find all of our shows on our music page. They're all archived there. That's indigenousandmusic.com. We're there 24/7, 365. All right, Jasmine Nacena, here's Power. I'm Larry Kay.
I'm on a step into my power. It's always been right there next to me. I'm gonna step into the space my grandmother saved for me. Women of my tribe are made of stone. Try to break them, take them from their homes. See them rise from smoke and flame. Names change, but blood remains the same. I'm on a step into my power. It's always been right there next to me. I'm gonna step into the space my grandmother saved for me. I'm gonna step into the space my grandmother saved for me. Secrets
truth that I never heard.
Music from Kelly Cardinal, The Devil is a Blue-Eyed Man. Hope you enjoyed today's show and our guest, Lila Gilday. Thank her for stopping by and giving us an update on her new album, North Star Calling. You can find us on our homepage, too, at indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.